Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, March 22nd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
This kind of left-right division hasn't really been found in Ireland before. There's tended to be very little differences across this political spectrum.
Irish people supportive of immigration, but some attitudes are changing. And Simon Harris says becoming Taoiseach isn't a poison chalice. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, people in Ireland are more positive about immigration from other EU member states and Ukraine than about those who arrive from elsewhere. An ESRI report has found attitudes towards refugees and immigration remain largely positive, but some became less so in the last 6 months of 2023. It found responses to those who come here from overseas are likely influenced by people's personal, social and economic conditions. Report author Dr. James Lawrence says financial strain can have an impact on how people view and respond to new arrivals.
We found people who were finding it more difficult to make ends meet had less positive attitudes towards immigration. People who had less confidence in the future also had less positive attitudes. A lot of what's going on at the moment also seems to be occurring at a time of prolonged cost of living crisis and plenty of pressures people are experiencing in everyday life.
Simon Harris says he doesn't view the job of Fine Gael leader as a poisoned chalice. The Higher Education Minister confirmed his intention to run to be the next leader of the party last night. He's already been endorsed by the majority of his fellow parliamentary party members. It's looking likely he'll be the sole candidate, paving the way for him to become the next Taoiseach. Speaking to News Talk, Minister Simon Harris says he never had any reluctance in putting his name forward.
Being honest, my approach to public service is I never view serving as a poison chalice. I know I'm not naive. I know how difficult things are. I know the stage of the electoral cycle we're at. I know the challenges that my party faces, and more importantly than that, I know the challenges that our country faces. But I believe if you put your name on a ballot paper and say, I want to serve, you don't shirk that opportunity to serve, and I had no intention of doing that.
The Taoiseach's welcoming a unanimous agreement by EU leaders calling for a humanitarian pause in the conflict in Gaza. Last night, the European Council in Brussels agreed it was needed for a sustainable ceasefire, expressing concern at the civilian situation in the enclave. It also called for unhindered and rapid access to aid for civilians in Gaza. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the situation's concerning.
We need an immediate humanitarian pause leading to a sustained ceasefire, the unconditional release of hostages, and the provision of humanitarian assistance. Gaza is on the verge of famine, a catastrophic humanitarian situation.
The US will back a vote at the United Nations today calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during the five-month-long war. America has vetoed other resolutions, but it's understood this wording would include an Israel-Hamas hostage deal. America's top diplomat is meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today after striking an optimistic tone yesterday about the possibility of a ceasefire. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his sixth visit to the Middle East since the war started.
It's getting closer. I think the gaps are narrowing, and I think an agreement is very much possible.
A murder investigation has been launched after a man in his 60s was found dead at a house in County Down. Police received a report concerning the safety of a couple at a property in the Newcastle Road area of Kilkeel at around lunchtime yesterday. There, they located the body of a man and a woman in her 60s with serious head injuries. A 25-year-old man was arrested shortly afterwards on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. He remains in custody this morning. The Irish Cancer Society is appealing for donations on today, Daffodil Day. The charity's services and support line have seen almost 30% increase in demand in the last year, while 2.3 million kilometres were covered by Irish Cancer Society drivers last year, bringing over 2,000 cancer patients to and from chemo treatments. CEO of the Irish Cancer Society, Avril Power, says they've a big fundraising target to reach today.
We really want to be there for every child and adult who needs us, but we get just 5% of our funding from the state. So we have to raise 6 million euros today to fund our life-saving research and vital free services like night nursing, counselling and hospital transport. So we're really urging people to give what they can to one of our local fundraising volunteers or online at cancer.ie.
In entertainment news, US actor Jack Black is leading the lineup of stars reading bedtime stories on CBeebies on the BBC over the Easter weekend. He's going to tell a story about a panda named Pom Pom. Downton Abbey actress Joanna Froggatt will read from Like a Girl, and firm favourite in the bedtime slot Tom Hardy will return to tell the tale of I Am a Tiger by Carl Newson. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland under-21s should return to winning ways in their Euro qualifier group this evening. They will play Group A bottom side San Marino from 5 p.m. The game should mark Alan Reynolds' last as Jim Crawford's assistant before he's confirmed as Bohemians' new manager. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.